We're reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 61. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridayeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani Yancharu Tani Mayaya. Chant. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam. Hridayeshe Arjuna Tishtati. Brahmayan Sarvabhutani. Yantra Rutani Maya Ishara Sarbhutanam Videsha Junatishati Ramayan Sarbhutani Yantra Rutani Maya Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Videshe Arjuna Tishtati Ramin Sarvabhutani Yantra Rutani Maya Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Videshe Arjuna Tishtati Ramayan Sarvabhutani Charutani Maya Ishvara Supreme Lord Sarvabhutanam of all living entities Hriddeshe in location of the heart Arjuna O Arjuna Tishtati resides. Brahmayan, causing to travel. Sarvabhutani, all living entities. Yantra, on a machine. Arutani, being placed. Maya, under the spell of material energy. Translation, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Purport. Arjuna was not the Supreme Knower, and his decision to fight or not to fight was confined to his limited discretion. Lord Krishna instructed that the individual is not all in all. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, or He Himself, Krishna, as a localized super soul, sits in the heart directing the living being. After changing bodies, the living entity forgets his past deeds, but the super soul, as the knower of past, present, and future, remains the witness of all his activities. Therefore, all the activities of the living entities are directed by this super soul. Living entity gets what he deserves and is carried by the material body, which is created in the material energy under the direction of the supersoul. As soon as a living entity is placed in a particular type of body, he has to work under the spell of that bodily situation. A person seated in a high-speed motor car goes faster than one seated in a slower car, though the living entities, the drivers, may be the same. Similarly, by order of the Supreme Soul, material nature fashions a particular type of body to a particular type of living entity so that he may work according to his past desires. Living entity is not independent. One should not think himself independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The individual is always under the Lord's control. Therefore, one's duty is to surrender, and that is the injunction of the next verse. Mukam karati vacha lambangam langate girim yakipam tamam bande sigurum vinatavinam Om agyana timirandasya gyananjara sharakaya chakshumiritam yena tasmai sigurave namaha. Srila Prabhupada was once on a morning walk in London, Hyde Park. And many times when he was on his morning walks, he would ask the devotees to break some twigs off a tree so he could use them as a toothbrush. In India, the villagers, even in Calcutta, we were using these neem twigs when I was a pujari in Calcutta in the 70s. We were using these neem twigs as toothbrushes and no cavities, and your teeth were very good. And we would offer them to the deities first, because the deities would get a toothbrush too. And then we would get the maha. So they were walking in this park, and Prabhupada asked to break some twigs so he could use for his teeth. So the devotee went to a willow tree. He broke one twig. Then he broke another. And he was going to break a third, and Prabhupada said, "Don't disturb more than necessary." He didn't want him to disturb the tree too much. So then Yogeshwara got curious. He said, "Prabhupada, what does a devotee see when he looks at the tree?" Prabhupada said, "Is what you see is the body of the tree, and there's a soul living in the body of the tree. But then again, the soul is never alone. Ishara sarvabhutanam," he quoted this verse. "In the heart of that soul is Krishna." So in the heart of our soul, there's Krishna. Not just Vishnu, we have Krishna because we're worshipping Krishna. We're worshipping Radha Krishna. So your Ishta Dev will be in your heart as your super soul. If you're worshipping Ram, Sitaram, Hanuman's super soul was Sitaram. When he tore open his heart, you could see Sitaram inside. Somebody's Ishtadev may be Gornitai. You may have, so he appears according to the desire who you're worshipping. So Yogeshwara was very ecstatic when he heard what Prabhupada said. He said, Prabhupada, he would not just see the soul, he would see Krishna in the heart of that soul. He didn't want to disturb that tree more than necessary. And so who is the super soul? He's our closest to us, closer than any of our family or our friends. He's right with us at every second. Who is he, actually? Gita explains in the fifth chapter, Bhoktaram Yagatapasam. He is the enjoyer of everything. He enjoys us also, if we let him. And that's our position, to let him enjoy us. We are the servant, and we are the enjoyed. When we go for darshan, it's not just that we are looking at him. He is looking at us. He's seeing us when we go for darshan. So Bhoktaram Yagatabhasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. He is the proprietor of everything. He owns us. We are like a tenant in this body. The body doesn't really belong to us. He's the landlord. And when it's time to get out, we are evicted from the body. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhiram Sarvabhutanam. He is our best friend. Nobody can be a better friend. He's enjoyer, he's our owner, he's our friend. So if Gita says, if you know these three things, Krishna is the enjoyer, Krishna is the proprietor, Krishna is the friend, then you'll be peaceful. Peace formula. That you know these three things, you'll be peaceful. And so he's such a friend, he always stays with us, even though we turn our face away from him. We forget him, but he doesn't forget us. So in another purport in the sixth chapter of Gita, verse 6, Srila Prabhupada says that real yoga means meeting Paramatma in the heart and following his dictation. So that day will come. One day will come when we will meet the Lord in our heart. So we are preparing for that day because we are all yogis, we are bhakti yogis, and our goal is to meet Krishna. To see, when I was first joined the temple, before I joined, the first day I went to the temple in Boston, 1970, I asked the question, so what is your process? So they said, you chant, you dance, and you eat prasad. I said, okay. So if I follow this process, what can I hope to achieve by following this process? And they said, you will see God face to face. I said, okay, I'll try. I'll try this. I'm still trying. of course, we see every day. And we see the beautiful deities, Radha, Shyam, Sundar. We are seeing Krishna face to face. But Prabhupada said the day will come when we will be sitting just like we are sitting here with each other and talking. And we will see Krishna like that. You'll be sitting with him and talking with him, just like that. So again, in 9th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, it's described, the super soul is described in one verse, Gatir Bharta Prabhu Shakshi Nivasa Sharanam Suhrit. That's verse 18 of chapter 9. That he is the goal, the sustainer, the Lord, the witness, abode, refuge, and most intimate friend. The goal. So the goal is where we want to go, the destination. The destination is Krishna. But most people, they don't know. They have no idea that there is a goal in life except to make money and survive, to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. So everyone is searching after love. And Krishna is that reservoir of love, Rasarashi Krishna, reservoir of pleasure. So when we chant, when we serve Krishna, we connect with that reservoir of pleasure. And we become joyful by chanting Hare Krishna, by connecting with Krishna. So our goal is Krishna, and the process is chanting Hare Krishna. He is the goal, he is the bharta, he is the sustainer. Everything is resting on his energy. Prabhupada once said in a lecture, you are not sitting on the floor, you are sitting on Krishna. Yes. So the pure devotee, he sees Krishna everywhere. Prabhupada saw Krishna even looking at the floor. So Krishna is everywhere. That is his energy, of course. So without Krishna's shelter, nothing can exist. We have air, we depend on him to breathe. Sometimes you get your nose is blocked and then you realize, oh, it's not under my control whether I can breathe or not. You can't even breathe sometimes. They're having these fires in California. And I think His Holiness Girish Maharaj had to vacate his ashram. He had to evacuate. And I heard the ashram is safe, but he cannot stay there because there's so much smoke and ashes that you cannot breathe there because the fire is very close and burned some houses in the neighborhood where he was living. But fortunately, by Krishna's grace, his ashram was protected. So even breathing is not under our control. So we should be grateful. We should thank Krishna today. I can breathe. Today I can see, I can hear, especially when you hit old age. Anything can be taken away at any second. So we should be grateful and say, thank you, Krishna. Thank you for giving me another opportunity to serve you. So he is the goal, the sustainer, Prabhu. He's our Prabhu. He's our Lord. Because everything belongs to him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Janaka Janani Daito Tanai Prabhu Guru Pati Tuhu Sarvamoy. You are my mother, father, Janaka Janani Daito, you are my lover. You are my son. You are my Lord, Prabhu. You are my Guru. And you are Pati, you are my husband. You are everything to me. And so this is our Lord in the heart, who we have to meet someday, and we will meet someday. In person, we're waiting for that day. Sakshi, he's the witness. nivasa, abode. All the countries, all the planets, they are also Krishna. They are his place. He lives there. He lives everywhere. Sharanam, refuge. He is the goal of shelter. So if you want shelter, Sharanam, that is Krishna. And Krishna advises us later on, a few verses later, he will say, Mamekam Sharanam Raja, you take shelter of me, surrender to me. Adi Purush explained very nicely in Bhagavatam class a few days ago, or yesterday was it? Yesterday. Sharanam is a beautiful word. It's not just surrender, it means shelter. Go a place where you can take shelter. Krishna says, take shelter in me. I will give you shelter. Don't worry, Mashucha. I'll protect you from all your sinful reactions. So do not fear. Do not fear. And so he's guiding the wanderings of all living entities. Here it says we're on a machine. So on this, we are sitting in this car of the material body, and inside we have a chariot driver, and that's Krishna. He's directing our wanderings. He's driving our chariot, just like he drove Arjuna's chariot. But there's a big difference between us and Arjuna. Because Arjuna was such a great devotee, he could bring the chariot driver out and show, oh yes, he's driving my chariot. We don't have so much devotion that we can bring the chariot driver out. But he's driving our chariot. This is our chariot here in his body. And he's our driver. He's our counselor. So it's the power of devotional service that shows Krishna as the chariot driver. And so when we have difficulties, we should pray to Super Soul. We should pray to the deities. Here's a nice prayer from Sachinandan Swami. My Lord, I cannot solve this alone. It is beyond my intelligence, my capability, my plan, my idea. I sincerely request you, accept me as your surrendered soul. Protect and maintain me. So protect me means keep me in a situation where I can function and the problems of material existence don't upset my life that much. Because sometimes the problems come and we don't know what to do, and they seem so huge. They seem so huge. But if we take the protection of Krishna, then we will not be bewildered. Maintain me means maintain me on the spiritual platform. So Maharaj says, if you say this prayer, a very wonderful thing will happen to you. This very simple step. The problem which looks so big, oh, now my life is finished, will start to shrink and will be the size of the hoofprint of a calf if you say this prayer to Krishna. Please ask for help. So Sarit, he's the most intimate friend. He's our most intimate friend. And he's our father, so nobody can be a better friend than Krishna. My son, one time when he was 14 years old, he said to me, Mom, if I could just talk to Super Soul, I would never be bored again. For teenagers, boredom is a big problem. They don't know what to do with themselves. So that was his. I said, yeah, you can. You can talk to Super Soul. You just have to chant Hare Krishna, and he's online with you. He's online. You just chant. When you chant the holy name, and then you're connecting with Super Soul. And if you think you're less intelligent, you need more intelligence, just chant Hare Krishna, and you'll connect with the reservoir of all intelligence. All intelligence is coming from Super Soul. And so when we chant very attentively, then Super Soul will give us so much intelligence, so much knowledge, just from chanting Hare Krishna. So, Super Soul, he's giving us facility, like Prabhupada gives the example of, you don't see this so much in Vrindavan, but you see in the Western countries, the people are taking dogs for a walk. They're taking their dogs out. Yeah, now it's happening. Oh, wow. Vrindavan has gone to the dogs. They have dogs here, too. I see the street dogs. You've seen people with a leash. Okay, that's interesting. So he's taking the dog for the walk, and the dog can do whatever he likes. He can pass urine, pass stool. But he's actually supposed to obey the master. But the master gives the dog facility. Okay, you can walk, you can run, you can pass urine, you can pass stool, and I'll wait. So we are like that dog, and Super Soul has us on the leash, and he's waiting for us to finish our business here so he can take us back home, back to Godhead. He's just waiting. Okay, pass stool, pass urine, do your nonsense. Now let's go back home. Let's go back. We're supposed to follow the order of the master, and that is Super Soul, that is Krishna. And then Krishna wants him to obey us because then we will be happy with him. We can't be happy without him. That's why we suffer in this world. Without Krishna, we suffer. So in Gita, he just asks a little fruit, the flower, leaf, and water, patam, pushpam, phalam, to. You just give me these things. Please give me, and I will eat. He doesn't ask much from us. He just wants a little, of course, bhakti, with devotion. That is the real thing that he wants. So he also gives us intelligence to remember or to forget. If we want to remember, he gives us intelligence to remember him. If we want to forget, he gives us intelligence or forgetfulness. He's also, Prabhupada described him like an expert director of a drama. An expert director makes the actor forget his real identity so he can play the part nicely. The more he forgets, then the more he plays the part. So Super Soul is making us forget our real identity so we can play the part of who we think we are in this material world. I'm white, I'm black, I'm woman, I'm man, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm European. We forget who we really are. And that is Super Soul. We've forgotten our relationship with Krishna. And Super Soul, but he's giving us advice. You are spiritual beings. Mamai Vamsho Jivaloki, you are my part and parcel. You are my servant. Surrender to me, I'll take care of you. Don't worry, Ma Shucha, don't worry. Don't become entangled in these material activities. Sarvadharman Paritaja, Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. But unfortunately, we tend to forget. We tend to forget who we are, and we fall into illusion. So as we make advancement in spiritual life, then he will give us more and more intelligence. As Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajitam Priti Purvakam Dadami Bhuti Yogam Tam. He will give us Bhuti Yoga. This is not only Bhakti Yoga, it's Bhuti Yoga. It's yoga of intelligence. And that intelligence, what will that intelligence be? It will be a divine consciousness. It will be, we will wake up one day and we will be so attracted. We will relish our eternal relationship with Krishna. And this is only, Prabhupada says, who gets this awakening of their relationship? If you are convinced by devotional service about Krishna's transcendental nature, janma karma chamedi vyam, if you understand the nature of my birth and activities, you will not come back to this world. You'll be liberated. So the pure devotees who understand I am a servant of Krishna, they are always happy talking about Krishna. Machita magata prana bodhayanta parasparam. They're exchanging realizations. They're exchanging, just like scientists exchange their views and discuss their research in scientific academies. And so we devotees, we exchange our thoughts in relationship to Krishna. And that is the meaning of, that is the purpose of ISKCON too. Have an exchange, loving exchanges, exchanging ideas, exchanging thoughts, exchanging realizations. And so Krishna is inside. He's also, Super Soul is coming outside. He comes outside as the spiritual master to give us devotional service to Krishna. Prabhupada came. He's the external manifestation of Super Soul. Guru is the external manifestation of Super Soul. And he comes also as the deity. And he comes as the holy name. Of course, the holy name is coming directly from Goloka Vrindavan. And Golokir Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. And so we cannot see the Super Soul in our heart, so therefore we have to look outside. We have to look externally. So how can we see? How can we see outside? How can we see Krishna outside? We can see him. We go into the temple. We see Radhasham, Gornitai, Krishna Balaram. That's how we can see Krishna. And we can see him through our ears in the form of the holy name. Eyes are not everything. Eyes are not everything. We can also see with our ears. We can also see with our tongue, taste with our tongue. We can taste Krishna. And we can feel Krishna in our heart. As they say, chant with your heart. That means the soul. There are three hearts. There is the external heart, the material heart. Then there is the subtle body, intelligence, mind. That's also the heart. Then there's the soul. Three kinds of hearts. And the soul is the source of all the hearts. And that's who we are. That's we. We are the soul. So when we chant the holy name, we make contact. When we serve the deity, when we see the deity, when we dance before the deity, we're connecting with the Lord in the heart. We're connecting with Krishna. So there is a verse in Bhagavatam in the sixth canto which describes that there are two forms of Krishna, the deity in the form of sound. They are called Shabda Brahma and Param Brahma. Shabda Brahma is the holy name of Krishna, and Param Brahma is the deity. And so in these two ways, the Super Soul is coming out of the heart. We can perceive the Super Soul. We can perceive Krishna. In the heart, we cannot see now, but the day will come when we serve Krishna to his great satisfaction, and he will reveal himself to us. Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru. One who has complete faith in the spiritual master and the Supreme Lord, Krishna will reveal himself. All the Vedic knowledge. Atashi Krishna Madi Naba Vegaya Mindriyai. With these material senses, we cannot perceive Krishna. But if we serve Krishna, beginning with the tongue, then Krishna will reveal himself to us. We can see Krishna through sound. Bhagavatam says in one purport, Prabhupada says, simple hearing is not enough. You must realize the text with proper attention. Nivishta Sutta Goswami drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears. Gita is juice. What kind of juice? It's the nectar of immortality. It's Amrita. Amrita juice. Rasa. Rasa. Rasayana. Rasayana katha. So we need to drink this juice. That is the process. We have to hear with rapt attention. We have to chant with rapt attention. We have to chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we should know that the name of Krishna and Krishna are non-different. Once there was a beggar. He went to the king. He wanted to see gold. And the king said, okay, climb up these stairs, turn to the left, open the door, and you will see what gold looks like. So the beggar went up the stairs, turned to the left, opened the door, and he said, oh, gold. Then he looked back down the stairs. He said, oh, the stairs are also made of gold, but I didn't know, because I didn't know what gold is. So our process is also made of gold, and the goal is also made of gold. Krishna is there. He's when we chant the holy name, he's there with us. He reveals himself externally. We can feel him in our ears, we can feel him in our tongue, in our mouth. We can feel him in our heart. Rupa Goswami says that I want thousands of ears and millions of mouths so I could actually chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So the way to attain Krishna chanting is Krishna. And only because we forgot our relationship with Krishna, then we don't know that. We think, oh, this is okay, I'm doing my chanting. But actually, no, it's Krishna. We're with Krishna. We're in Goloka Vrindavan, although we don't know it. And so Krishna is everywhere. He's in the atom. He says in Gita, I'm the taste of water, asoham apsukonteya. So Prabhupada, one time he said that in one lecture on that verse, rasoham apsukonteya, he said, you want to see God with the eyes, but begin with your tongue. Begin with your tongue. This is another sense. Just like if there's some nice food to eat, you say, okay, let me see it. Means you, let me taste it. Seeing it is not going to make you feel satisfied. Let me taste it. So Prabhupada said, first of all, taste Krishna. It begins with the tongue. You must taste Krishna. How to taste Krishna? Nectar of Instruction says that the holy names are very sweet, just like nectar. But when you're sick, sugar tastes bitter. If you have jaundice, you taste sugar, it tastes bitter. So when we first start to chant, then it may taste bitter. It may taste bitter, so it's difficult to chant sometimes. We find ourselves, our mind wanders. Our mind goes everywhere but the chanting, anything else but chanting. We should think of so many things to do today and all these things. No, but if you hear the holy name, it's very sweet. And you can taste Krishna, taste him with your tongue. So this verse is about the super soul. We've talked about the super soul. Talked about how to perceive him outside. One devotee wrote, Prabhupada wrote a letter to one devotee who was in Germany. And he said, why are my books not being printed in German? And that devotee was from America. He said, well, I don't speak German. I can hardly speak. I can't translate them. Then he said, Prabhupada wants me to somehow get them translated. I must do it. So I had to figure out how to do it. And so he wrote to Prabhupada, so how do I do this? And Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna, and Krishna will give you intelligence. And that was almost always his answer to the artists, chant Hare Krishna. And he said Prabhupada wasn't the type of manager or leader who would give details. He would just say, chant Hare Krishna. He inspired you to use your creative intelligence. It's coming from Super Soul. In fact, Prabhupada said there's a kind of individual genius in every living entity. Everybody has some genius. Did you know that? You have some genius inside you. So this devotee looked up the word genius in the dictionary. And the definition was very interesting of genius. Indwelling deity. That was the definition of genius. Indwelling deity. So what does that mean? That means genius is Krishna in our heart. That's how we can be a genius. If we just contact him, he will give us all intelligence by chanting Hare Krishna. And so if by the inspiration of the spiritual master, we become receptive to Krishna. And Krishna, he reveals how something should be done. So this devotee who had written the letter to Prabhupada, he never finished even 12th grade of high school. He was a high school dropout. But later on, he lectured to the Harvard University faculty on Krishna consciousness. So this is genius. Now, devotees could do something. How would the Harvard University faculty listen to a high school dropout lecturing? But you become a devotee, then you become more than any professor. So I'll leave you with one prayer to Super Soul. Prabhupada wrote a letter to Devananda. Here is our prayer to Super Soul. My dear Krishna, Please remind me to always chant your holy name. Please do not put me into forgetfulness. You are sitting within me, a super soul. So you can put me into forgetfulness or into remembering you. So please do not put me into forgetfulness. Please always remind me to chant. Even you send me to hell, it doesn't matter, as long as I can always chant Hare Krishna. Then he mentioned a song by Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, Radha Krishna Bol Bol. They were singing one nice song, requesting everyone, please chant Hare Krishna and come with us. So that is our request to everyone, Prabhupada said. So we should try to contact Super Soul by chanting Hare Krishna and also appreciate his manifestation as the deity and the holy name. So I'll stop here. If there's any questions or comments, you can ask at this point. Yes. Microphone.
Alex, just like you are giving the example of the director is giving the part, you have to do your part, whatever part he is giving you. So I understand that whatever he has sent us this in this material world, and he has given us our duties. So according to his duty, whatever he has given, so we have to do this one. We cannot do himself upon our own.
Right. We do have a choice to follow his instruction of what duties we should do, just like he's giving a choice to Arjuna. Fight, you should fight. But Arjuna could also say no, and he did say no at the beginning, no, I won't fight. So that is our choice. So if we say no, then our duties are given to us by material nature, by Durga. And we have different duties. And we serve Durga instead of Krishna. And that's what it says here. He gives us a particular body according to our material desires, the purport says. We have some material desires, so he gives us a particular body, and then we have duties according to that body. But it's not his choice of what body we get. That's our choice. But he says in Bhagavad Gita, okay, now I'm sending generations of men and demigods along with sacrifice for me. So he's saying, okay, you got this body. Now you're here. What to do? Do some yajna for me. You do sacrifice. Chapter 3, verse 10. At the beginning of creation, he sent us, he said, along with instructions how to live happily in this world. Spiritual duty. How to be happy? By doing spiritual duties with whatever situation we're in.
Just like if you are doing some play. So in the play, whatever the director is saying, according to that, we have to do. I cannot do principally, I cannot put my own things in that one. Yes, according to that, his direction, I have to go on.
Right.
If I do on my own, then the director is not happy. He says that whatever told you, you are not doing.
Right.
Usually that instead of you, I replace somebody and ask somebody who can listen to him and do the things.
Right. So the analogy is just that the super soul makes us forget and makes us remember. So when we choose to forget Krishna, then he helps us forget and play the part which we have chosen the part we want to play in this world, how we want to enjoy. And he gives us a body and he says, okay, forget who you are and do this part of this body. Like that. Any other questions? Yes.
Regarding the super soul and the soul. The super soul is located in the region of the heart, like we read Sarvashaja, Vrishni, Krishna, and all these things. And beginning of that class, you mentioned that the super soul is in the soul.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's what Prabhupada said. That was Prabhupada said that. In the heart of the soul is the super soul. Yeah. So
I always thought that he travels side by side.
Yeah, two birds in one tree.
Yes, that's what it is.
Two birds in one tree.
So
yeah, so I can't really explain it because that's what Prabhupada said. Heart of the soul. But I have read also that in the spiritual world, he's in the heart of the soul. It's not exactly like here. Here is in... So Prabhupada, for him, he's in the spiritual world. So he sees that way. Sometimes he will... Because they ask, how do you see? They asked him, how do you see? And he was saying, that's how I see.
I also want to share a personal experience when you said Prabhupada always never give specific instruction. He said, just chant, mm-hmm. and you will find out. When I came to Vrindavan, throughout the years that I've been coming, I always wanted to distribute books in Vrindavan. But I don't speak any language, Indian language and whatever. But the desire was always there. Somehow or other, Srila Prabhupada has made arrangement that now I'm doing book distribution, but the people comes on their own and I have a table and they choose whatever they want, so I don't have to do much communication. Unless they speak English, then we have an interaction. So it's true. So my prayers I was always chanting and praying to Srila Prabhupada to give me this service. And it's true, like Prabhupada said, chanting will satisfy, will give you the desire that you...
Good. Chanting will help, will fulfill your desires. Good. Good.
Hare Krishna. As I was speaking of super soul, the soul is the property in the mind, is just like 10,000 is part of the tip of the head. So in that soul, there is also super soul in that together.
Well, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, they are side by side. There's a super soul and there is soul.
Yeah, Prabhupada said,
that's how he saw.
So
he was seeing like that. He was seeing like that. And we hear songs by the acharyas, prana, you are my prana, you are my, the soul of my soul. We hear expressions like that in the Gaudiya Vaishnava bhajans, that you are my prana, you are my soul. So yes.
Seeing Krishna face to face and serving Krishna, which is the more devotee's desire? What should be?
I think both of them said. First Bhaktisiddhanta said, and then Srila Prabhupada said.
So what should be our aspiration? Like, I want to see God face to face. Or I have my service.
The only way you're going to see God face to face is by doing your service. But the desire should be to please Krishna. Okay, I want to make you happy, Krishna. And then everything else will come. So the first desire is to please Krishna. And Shukadeva Goswami, in his prayers in the beginning of Bhagavatam, to get empowerment to speak Bhagavatam, he said, may you be pleased with me. He was trying to please the Lord with his prayers. So, and also Prahlad Maharaj, he was pleasing Nrisimhadev. And Nrisimhadev said, I'm pleased with you. So the main thing is to try to... Our desire should be to try to please Krishna. And Prabhupada said, he said, don't try to see Krishna. Don't try to see. In some bush in Vrindavan, he wrote in some purport in third canto, don't try to see Krishna in some bush in Vrindavan. But by following the instructions of the spiritual master, that is the same as seeing Krishna. If you follow the instructions, serving.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. More important to serve. Any other questions or comments? Yes.
Our goal is to please Krishna, but in order to actually, it's hard to please someone you don't know, so we have to get to know him before we can please him.
That's right. We get to, you need
it
to.
Seems like a cycle. We can't quite get there.
Yeah, we need to get to know him.
We have to serve him and we have to try and learn about him.
That's right.
Before we can get to please him, because otherwise, how do we know how to please him?
Well, you please the spiritual master. And then you know you're pleasing Krishna. That's because the spiritual master is here, he's talking to you, and you can tell if he's pleased or not pleased. So yasya prasada, bhagava prasado, yasya prasada, nagati gotopi. If you please the spiritual master, then Krishna is pleased. That's how we know. We can try to please the spiritual master. That's doable. That's doable. Any other questions, comments?
Mahadevi also said that if we are not serving Krishna, then automatically we are on the service to Durgati.
Yeah.
So, and we are automatically by default naturally serving Durgadevi, serving. So why should we experience suffering after we are serving?
Yeah, one time Prabhupada, yes, because you're foolish. Prabhupada gave, he was preaching to, in Africa, to a lot of Indians. He gave a lecture. And they were worshipping the demigods. And they were worshipping Durga. And he said, Durga has a trident with three prongs. And she is giving three kinds of sufferings to the demons. People are so foolish. They're worshiping her, but she's just sticking them with her trident. And he pointed to them. He said, she's sticking all of you. You are worshiping her, and she's cutting you with her trident. So that's why you're suffering. You're worshiping a master who is not grateful for your service. Why is our subtle consciousness more inclined to serving Durga? Well, we have millions of births of history. So this one birth, we're trying. And so, and Prabhupada also said it's a war. When you try to get out of the prison, then they will try to stop you. So if you surrender to Krishna, if you go to the superintendent and surrender and take shelter of him, then it's easy to get out of the prison. But if you try on your own, it will be very difficult. It will be a fight. And so that's why our subtle consciousness makes it difficult. And we're surrounded. It's Kali Yuga. We're surrounded by bad association. So this affects us. This affects our consciousness. So therefore, we have to be so careful to always be chanting, always be praying, always be reading Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavad Gita, associating with devotees in a positive way, in a Krishna conscious way, and that will help us. And always chanting 16 rounds every day, following the four regular principles, eating prasadam, these things will all help us, help us to protect our subtle body. If we follow this process, then and it becomes more and more subtle, it becomes more and more, you see, as Krishna reveals himself, Maya also reveals all the dirt, because we're cleaning our heart and all the dirt is coming up. And Prabhupada was asked, one devotee said, it seems like, you know, before I was a devotee, I didn't have so many bad qualities. Now I'm seeing so many bad qualities I have. And Prabhupada said, so what happens if you don't clean a house for many, many years and then you start cleaning it? The dust is going to fly. So our heart has been not been clean for millions of births. And now we're starting to clean, and the dust is flying. But we should not think, oh, this is my desire. No, it's from some other birth. Let it go. Okay, that's there. Let it go. It's not me. It's material energy. I'm a servant of Krishna. Just like the rivers come in the ocean, but the ocean is always being filled. So the devotee, the material desires come, but he lets them go, and he's not disturbed by them. And Prabhupada said, that is the test of a Krishna-conscious person. Although material desires may be there, but he is not going after them. He's not attracted by them. And okay, any other questions? Jai, all glories to Prabhupada, Hare Krishna.